The History of the Renaissance World by Susan Wise Bauer. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The History of the Renaissance World by Susan Wise Bauer is a comprehensive overview of the Renaissance period, from the fall of Constantinople in 1453 to the end of the Thirty Years' War in 1648. The book is divided into four parts, each focusing on a different aspect of the period. Part 1 covers the political and religious changes that occurred during the Renaissance, including the rise of the nation-state, the Protestant Reformation, and the Catholic Counter-Reformation. Part 2 examines the cultural and intellectual developments of the period, including the rise of humanism, the development of the printing press, and the emergence of the scientific revolution. Part 3 looks at the economic and social changes of the period, including the growth of cities, the rise of the merchant class, and the development of the Atlantic trade network. Finally, Part 4 examines the impact of the Renaissance on the world, including the spread of European culture and the emergence of the modern world. Throughout the book, Bauer draws on a wide range of primary and secondary sources to provide a comprehensive overview of the period. The book begins with an introduction to the Renaissance period, providing an overview of the major political, religious, cultural, and economic changes that occurred during this time. Bauer then examines the political and religious changes of the period, including the rise of the nation-state, the Protestant Reformation, and the Catholic Counter-Reformation. She also looks at the cultural and intellectual developments of the period, including the rise of humanism, the development of the printing press, and the emergence of the scientific revolution. In Part 3, Bauer examines the economic and social changes of the period, including the growth of cities, the rise of the merchant class, and the development of the Atlantic trade network. Finally, Part 4 looks at the impact of the Renaissance on the world, including the spread of European culture and the emergence of the modern world. Throughout the book, Bauer draws on a wide range of primary and secondary sources to provide a comprehensive overview of the period. The History of the Renaissance World is an essential resource for anyone interested in the history of the Renaissance period. Bauer provides a comprehensive overview of the period, drawing on a wide range of primary and secondary sources to provide an in-depth look at the political, religious, cultural, economic, and social changes that occurred during this time. The book is an invaluable resource for students, scholars, and general readers alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Renaissance was a period of great cultural and intellectual change in Europe, beginning in the 14th century and lasting until the 17th century. Idea summary: The Renaissance was a period of great transformation in Europe, marked by a flourishing of art, literature, and science. It began in the 14th century and lasted until the 17th century. The Renaissance was a period of great cultural and intellectual change in Europe, beginning in the 14th century and lasting until the 17th century. It was a time of great transformation, marked by a flourishing of art, literature, and science. During this period, Europe experienced a revival of classical learning, a renewed interest in the arts, and a shift in religious and political thought. The Renaissance also saw the rise of powerful nation-states, the growth of international trade, and the spread of new technologies. It was a period of great creativity and innovation, and its legacy can still be seen in the world today. The Renaissance was a period of great progress in the fields of art, literature, and science. During this time, artists such as Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci created some of the most iconic works of art in history. Writers such as Dante and Shakespeare produced works that are still widely read today. And scientists such as Galileo and Copernicus made groundbreaking discoveries that changed the way we view the world. The Renaissance was also a period of great political and religious upheaval, as the power of the church was challenged and new forms of government emerged. The Renaissance was a period of great change and progress in Europe, and its legacy can still be seen in the world today. Its influence can be seen in the art, literature, and science of the modern world, as well as in the political and religious structures that shape our lives. The Renaissance was a time of great creativity and innovation, and its impact can still be felt in the world today. Main idea number two. The Renaissance was a period of increased trade and exploration, which led to the spread of new ideas and knowledge. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, trade and exploration increased, leading to the spread of new ideas and knowledge throughout Europe. This had a major impact on the culture and intellectual life of the period. The Renaissance was a period of increased trade and exploration, which led to the spread of new ideas and knowledge. As merchants and explorers traveled to distant lands, they brought back stories, artifacts, and new technologies that changed the way Europeans thought about the world. This increased exchange of ideas and knowledge led to a flourishing of culture and intellectual life. The Renaissance saw the rise of humanism, a philosophical movement that emphasized the importance of individual achievement and the potential of human beings to shape their own destiny. This new way of thinking had a profound impact on art, literature, science, and politics. The Renaissance also saw the development of new technologies, such as the printing press, which allowed for the rapid dissemination of ideas and knowledge. This increased access to information and ideas helped to fuel the intellectual and cultural revolution of the period. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and innovation, and its influence can still be seen today. The ideas and knowledge that were exchanged during this period laid the foundation for the modern world. The Renaissance was a time of exploration and discovery, and it opened up new possibilities for the future. It was a period of great progress and change, and it helped to shape the world we live in today. Main idea number three. The Renaissance was a period of great religious upheaval, with the Protestant Reformation and the Catholic Counter-Reformation. Idea summary: the Renaissance was a period of great religious upheaval, with the Protestant Reformation and the Catholic Counter-Reformation both taking place during this time. This had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. The Renaissance was a period of great religious upheaval, with the Protestant Reformation and the Catholic Counter-Reformation both taking place during this time. This had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. The Protestant Reformation, led by Martin Luther, sought to reform the Catholic Church and its practices, while the Catholic Counter-Reformation was a response to the Protestant Reformation, with the Catholic Church attempting to reassert its authority and power. This period of religious upheaval led to a period of intense religious conflict, with wars being fought between Protestant and Catholic forces. It also led to a period of increased religious tolerance, as different religious groups were forced to coexist in the same areas. This period of religious upheaval also had a major impact on the culture of Europe, with the Protestant Reformation leading to a period of increased literacy and education, as well as a period of increased artistic and architectural creativity. The Catholic Counter-Reformation also had a major impact on the culture of Europe, with the Catholic Church attempting to reassert its authority and power through the use of art, architecture, and literature. The religious upheaval of the Renaissance also had a major impact on the politics of Europe. The Protestant Reformation led to a period of increased religious freedom, as different religious groups were allowed to practice their faith without fear of persecution. This period of religious freedom also led to a period of increased political freedom, as different political groups were allowed to express their views without fear of retribution. The Catholic Counter-Reformation also had a major impact on the politics of Europe, as the Catholic Church sought to reassert its authority and power through the use of political and military force. This period of religious and political upheaval led to a period of increased political instability, as different political groups sought to gain control of the government. The religious and political upheaval of the Renaissance had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. This period of religious and political upheaval led to a period of increased religious and political freedom, as well as a period of increased artistic and architectural creativity. It also led to a period of increased political instability, as different political groups sought to gain control of the government. The Renaissance was a period of great religious and political upheaval, with the Protestant Reformation and the Catholic Counter-Reformation both taking place during this time. Main idea number four. The Renaissance was a period of great political change, with the rise of nation-states and the decline of feudalism. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, nation-states began to emerge and feudalism began to decline. This had a major impact on the political landscape of Europe. The Renaissance was a period of great political change, with the rise of nation-states and the decline of feudalism. This shift in political power had a profound effect on the way Europe was governed. The rise of nation-states meant that power was no longer concentrated in the hands of a few powerful lords, but instead was spread out among a larger number of people. This allowed for more democratic forms of government, such as representative assemblies and elected officials. At the same time, the decline of feudalism meant that the power of the church was no longer absolute, and that people had more freedom to pursue their own interests. This shift in power also allowed for the emergence of new forms of art, literature, and science, as well as the development of new economic systems. The Renaissance was a period of great political, social, and cultural transformation, and its effects can still be seen today. Main idea number 5. The Renaissance was a period of great artistic and literary achievement, with the emergence of the Renaissance man idea summary. During the Renaissance, there was a great flourishing of art and literature, with the emergence of the Renaissance man as a symbol of the period's achievements. The Renaissance was a period of great artistic and literary achievement. During this time, the concept of the Renaissance man emerged, representing the ideal of a person who was knowledgeable and skilled in many different areas. This ideal was embodied by figures such as Leonardo da Vinci, who was a painter, sculptor, architect, scientist, and inventor. Other Renaissance figures, such as Michelangelo, Galileo, and Machiavelli, were also renowned for their accomplishments in multiple fields. The Renaissance man was a symbol of the period's achievements, and his example inspired many to pursue excellence in a variety of disciplines. The Renaissance was also a time of great literary achievement. Writers such as Dante, Petrarch, and Boccaccio wrote works that are still studied and admired today. The Renaissance also saw the emergence of the sonnet, a poetic form that was popularized by Petrarch and later adopted by Shakespeare. The period also saw the development of the printing press, which allowed for the mass production of books and other written works. The Renaissance was a period of great artistic and literary achievement, with the emergence of the Renaissance man as a symbol of the period's achievements. This period saw the flourishing of art, literature, and science, and the example of the Renaissance man inspired many to pursue excellence in a variety of disciplines. The Renaissance was a time of great creativity and innovation, and its legacy continues to influence the world today. Main idea number 6. The Renaissance was a period of great scientific and technological advancement, with the invention of the printing press and the discovery of the New World. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, there was a great advancement in science and technology, with the invention of the printing press and the discovery of the New World. This had a major impact on the culture and intellectual life of the period. The Renaissance was a period of great scientific and technological advancement. The invention of the printing press in the mid-15th century revolutionized the way information was disseminated, allowing for the spread of knowledge and ideas across Europe. This had a major impact on the culture and intellectual life of the period, as books and pamphlets became widely available. In addition, the discovery of the New World in 1492 opened up new opportunities for exploration and trade, leading to the exchange of goods, plants, and animals between the Old and New Worlds. This exchange of goods and ideas had a profound effect on the development of science and technology during the Renaissance. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and innovation, with advances in mathematics, astronomy, and medicine. This period also saw the development of new technologies such as the telescope, the microscope, and the barometer. These inventions allowed for the exploration of the natural world and the development of new theories and ideas. In addition, the Renaissance saw the development of new forms of art and literature, with the emergence of the novel, the opera, and the ballet. The Renaissance was a period of great progress and achievement, and its legacy can still be seen today. The advances in science and technology during this period laid the foundation for the modern world, and its influence can still be seen in the arts, literature, and sciences. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and innovation, and its impact on the world is still felt today. Main idea number 7. The Renaissance was a period of great philosophical and intellectual change, with the emergence of humanism and the rediscovery of classical texts. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, there was a great philosophical and intellectual transformation, with the emergence of humanism and the rediscovery of classical texts. This had a major impact on the culture and intellectual life of the period. The Renaissance was a period of great philosophical and intellectual change, with the emergence of humanism and the rediscovery of classical texts. Humanism was a philosophical movement that emphasized the importance of individualism, the value of human experience, and the power of reason. It was a reaction against the religious and scholastic traditions of the Middle Ages, and it sought to revive the classical texts of antiquity. This new focus on the individual and the power of reason had a profound impact on the culture and intellectual life of the period. It encouraged the development of new forms of art, literature, and science, and it helped to shape the modern world. The Renaissance also saw the rise of new forms of political thought, with the emergence of the nation-state and the development of modern forms of government. The period also saw the rise of new forms of economic thought, with the development of mercantilism and the beginnings of capitalism. All of these changes had a lasting impact on the world, and the Renaissance remains one of the most important periods in the history of Western civilization. Main idea number 8. The Renaissance was a period of great social change, with the emergence of the middle class and the decline of the aristocracy. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, there was a great social transformation, with the emergence of the middle class and the decline of the aristocracy. This had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. The Renaissance was a period of great social change, with the emergence of the middle class and the decline of the aristocracy. This shift in power had a profound effect on the culture and politics of Europe. The middle class, which had been largely excluded from political power, now had a voice in government and the ability to influence policy. This new class of citizens was also able to take advantage of the new economic opportunities that were available, such as the growth of trade and commerce. The decline of the aristocracy meant that the traditional sources of power and wealth were no longer as influential, and the middle class was able to gain more influence in society. The Renaissance also saw a shift in the way people thought about the world. The traditional view of the world as a hierarchical structure, with the aristocracy at the top and the lower classes at the bottom, was replaced by a more egalitarian view. This new outlook encouraged people to think for themselves and to question the status quo. This led to a period of great intellectual and artistic creativity, as people explored new ideas and experimented with new forms of expression. The Renaissance was a period of great social change, and its effects can still be seen today. The emergence of the middle class and the decline of the aristocracy had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe, and the new outlook on the world encouraged people to think for themselves and to challenge the status quo. The Renaissance was a period of great creativity and progress, and its legacy can still be seen in the world today. Main idea number 9. The Renaissance was a period of great economic change, with the rise of capitalism and the growth of cities. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, there was a great economic transformation, with the rise of capitalism and the growth of cities. This had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. The Renaissance was a period of great economic change, with the rise of capitalism and the growth of cities. This transformation had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. Capitalism allowed for the accumulation of wealth and the emergence of a new class of merchants and financiers. This new class of people had the power to influence politics and culture, and their wealth allowed them to patronize the arts and sciences. The growth of cities also had a major impact on the culture of the Renaissance. Cities became centers of learning, with universities, libraries, and academies. They also became centers of commerce, with markets, shops, and banks. This allowed for the exchange of goods and ideas, and the growth of trade. The Renaissance was a period of great economic change, and it had a profound impact on the culture and politics of Europe. Main idea number 10. The Renaissance was a period of great religious change, with the emergence of the Protestant and Catholic churches. Idea summary: during the Renaissance, there was a great religious transformation, with the emergence of the Protestant and Catholic churches. This had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. The Renaissance was a period of great religious change, with the emergence of the Protestant and Catholic churches. This had a major impact on the culture and politics of Europe. The Protestant Reformation, led by Martin Luther, challenged the authority of the Catholic Church and its teachings. This led to a period of religious conflict and upheaval, as different factions sought to gain control of the religious landscape. The Catholic Church responded by reforming itself and attempting to reassert its authority. This period of religious change also saw the rise of new religious movements, such as the Anabaptists, who sought to create a more egalitarian and tolerant form of Christianity. The Renaissance also saw the emergence of new forms of religious expression, such as the Baroque style of art and architecture. This period of religious change had a profound effect on the culture and politics of Europe, and helped to shape the modern world.